Mexican workers deal Saturday night.
All right, good vach. Mesiris Nefesh, we got here now at such short notice after Shabbos. Last week we started the concept of Shmir B'Bailim, a Ptorah, all-encompassing Ptorah of Shmir B'Bailim. It's for Pshia, Gnei V'Aveda, certainly for Ainsim, all Shoyim Rimar Val, Shemachinim, Shemesacha, Seicha, Shoyim. Everyone has this Ptorah. Kishmak Orachaim HaKodesh, Orachaim asked that over there in Mishpatim, he asked that L'chayre, every Yid should be able to have the Ptur of Shmir B'Bailam. What's a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Gave mitzvahs, naveris, and gave chulilo, einshim, lachem e'eva esrim. What's the din of einshim? L'chayre, we always have the Ptur, we always katana to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shmir B'Bailam. So here, Flowery Eloshin, Kishiyova Bala Pekodin Hu Odin Ho'elam, Asha Hifkir HaNefesh B'yad HaOdam Lishmar. He gave us to watch over the nefesh. We shouldn't do averis. We could all tine a ball of imoy because HaKadosh Baruch Hu hein ha'adam kadam lozen ulechalkum miyoyim hayeis adam. I'm a sasek betzorka yadam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly helping us and feeding us and providing for us. So we'll have a blank tour of Shmira Ba'ilam. We're doing things. Chulila, we do chatoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay, beseder, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shmira Ba'ilam because he's with us as well. Besides giving us the neshama, he's doing life for us as well, even before we started our Shmira. So we always have the Ptura Shmira Ba'ilam. And Gevaldik Akasha. And it's not just Stam Avitz. This Kasha he takes seriously because he grad, if you look early in the Pasha, when it talks about Shem Mechinim, there's a Ptura in the Pasha Shem Mechinim, that a Shem Mechinim is not, doesn't have the dinim, they're not nishba on hektish. It's in hektish of might in the parasha of Shmira, of Shuras, of Shmira. So the Archaim HaKadosh says that that's true. The reason why Shemrim are not responsible for Dvorim hektish is because they have a Ptur, Shmir B'Vailim. Because the Kadosh Baruch, which is the Bala hektish, is always with the Shema. He's always providing for the Shema. He's always have a din Shmir B'Vailim. And male, if the Shem Mechinim blows it, and the Shem Mechinim does anything wrong, he has a Ptur of Shmir B'Vailim.
Then you wouldn't need a special
miyad. That the miyad is to tell you that the concept of the Shmir B'Bailim works, yes. From HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship with man, yes. We have the Ptur Shmir B'Bailim. Mameli says, if that's true, La Halacha, it's true, by Shem Mechinim, why limit it to Shem Mechinim? Gans Klal Yisrael should have the Ptur. Every yid should have the Ptur Shmir B'Bailim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the neshama to watch, but at the same time, he's also Shol Etzleinu to provide for us and feed us. And whatever it is, we should have a ptur, a blank ptur, lachem eves, and a shmir b'baylam. Kabal de kakasha. Grad the svarim makadosh. Everyone says a different lashon, but the pasuk said lahibit oven b'yakov, la'amul b'yisrael. Why? Ki Hashem alakav imoy. Something like that. That's how the pasuk goes.
Yisrael.
Right. So the Mefarshim explain, Lahibit oven b'yakov, because Baruch Hu would not focus on the oven. La'oma b'Yisrael, and the various Akla Yisrael do. Why? Why not? Because it's Shmir B'Bailam. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Imay with the Chayte. Memela, Kodesh Baruch Hu can't look at the Averis that Klal Yisrael does. Lehibit Oven B'Yakov, because you have a Tur Shmir B'Bailam. And these Mefarshim, they say it over from the Sfasemes, they say it over from all different, it might be Chassidish, but a lot of different Sfarim quote this with different Nuschois, but that's the word. The word you have a Ptur Shmir B'Bailam. Memela, fact, Orach Haim HaKodesh is Tam, we have a broad Ptur Shmir B'Bailam with the Kodesh Baruch Hu.
For
Mazik it doesn't work, correct.
So,
not Mazik, a guy, you know, he's Nikshel, he does a chet, whatever. So, even Pshia is still considered a Ptur of Shmir B'Bailam. You have to be an Odom HaMazik, right? If you do an Odom HaMazik, you're right. But if any type of Pshia.
Even Aveira is not a
Mazik. Even Aveira, you are Mazik the Neshama Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you. So that might be my son. Yeah, okay, I hear. So maybe you're right. Maybe if a guy does it amazing, he's Eva Avera, I hear. But if he's Nikshal, and last week we discussed it, here's a sheet that's arrived, that if you do a Mazik Beli Kavana, you might have the Ptur Shmir B'Bailam. Okay, maybe we don't go like that, but also, good. As a factor of Chaim HaKodesh. So Chaim says, you cannot say this for two different reasons. First of all, he says, because Hagufa, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Masne, he put this in the Torah, so he was masna, just like we discussed last week, that you could be masna with Yeshoima, that even though it's Bala Vimoy, you want him still to be chayef, means you don't want him to exercise the Ptura of Bala Vimoy, you have the ability to be masna with Yeshoima. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by giving us the Torah and mentioning all the Einshim, you see that he was masna with every person. When he gave him the Neshama to watch over the Neshama, he's masna with the person, that even though it's Bala Vimoy, I want you to be chayef. That's one pshat. Fine. Another pshat, he says, which is a chiddush halacha, he says that the p'tur of Bala Vimoy is only a p'tur b'dinei Odom. But if Adi Yisugin b'chai b'dinei Shemayim. Now, Bailey says the kasha yitzak nishdan, because we're talking about what? Oinchim lachem e'vesim. The oinchim lachem e'vesim, that's dinei Shemayim. If Adi person's chai b'dinei Shemayim, he said, we find a lot of halachas, kama mishpatim, that are not nitten l'bnei Odom to judge, but still is going to be a chiv b'dei Shemayim. So he said, Bala Vimoy is el bazak. Yitake not. The person is part of Bedine Adam, but he's still going to be Chayev Bedine Shemaim. This is like the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. A blitz from the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. It's a chiddush lahalacha that he holds the Bala Vimo, he's still Chayev Bedine Shemaim. And the Shaila is, even in the Aruch Haim, well, first the Aruch Haim HaKadosh is very geschmack to Terutzim, but if you want, you could just tap on the second teretz. What's his teretz? Teretz says he's still Chayev Bedine Shemaim. Very nice. But he still could have Sakasha. All the Mises Bezdin and Malkus and Einshe Bezdin, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over Lebnei Adam to Dan, if the person is even Avera, Malkus. He ate Chazah. He gets Malkus. That's Ben Adam Lamakim. Why is he getting Malkus for? It's Bala Vimoy. Should be Pata. All those Dinim L'Choy should have also the Kasha, and you don't have the Ter, unless you say Yuvah, because that's Mazik, and that doesn't have the... But all those, he didn't really answer the whole Kasha. He answered most of the Kasha, but still, there's a nice Chelik of the Torah that was given L'Einche B'nei Adam, Nitin L'Einche M'Bezdin, and of there you're going to have the Kasha, I Bala Vimoy, and that's not just the Chiv B'nei Adam, it's B'nei Adam. All right. The Ma'ase is, even in Aruch Haim HaKadosh, Halacha La'Ma'ase, if he holds the Yichai B'din Neshamayim, you have to know what type of Chiv B'din Neshamayim are we talking about. Are you going to tell me that if a Shol Taka borrows an item, Bala Vimoy, and it was Nenas, he's still going to be Chai B'din Neshamayim? So Tov HaKadosh. Could be, the Lashon of Aruch Haim HaKadosh Grad is if the person was Pesheya, what's his Lashon? Who could say that if someone was Peshaya and his friends Nechasim, and you're going to tell me because it was Baal of Yimah, Lo Yishpeteh HaShayfet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to punish him? Avada HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish him.
Tshuva Klapi Shemayim cost you money is the question.
Does tshuva, you mean if you Klapi Shemayim, you could do tshuva?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Okay, but usually when you have these things and you have B'chiv Dinei Shemayim, it's L'chayr, it should be, if you did an Avla to your Chaver, you can't just do tshuva on Yom Kippur. You have to be Mephayis Chaver and take care of him. So the shaila is that Aruch Haim's mashmois grada is that this din is only by a pesheya and not by einsin grada. So then, if that would be the case, it would be very geschmack that it's not a mamisha full din. It's only limited to pesheya, but still a chiddush. It means if a person is pesheya with bala vima, he's still going to be chayef b'dinei shemayim. There's a tal toyer, Ramei Arik, a tal toyer on Bab Metzia Zavtzadi Zainum and Aleph. He asked on the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, how could he say chayef b'dinei shemayim? You see the Gemara that Moraim gave an etzah to people to fake out or to trip the mafkid of being a Bala Vimo. Give me something to drink. It was an etzah that he used to tell people to do, to employ, kedei that you should not be responsible. Frek the Tal Torah, if you're going to tell me, anyway, Yichai Benin De Shemayim, Samahilu Chakom Takantam, to give you this etzah to make a Bala Vimo. So Tal Torah says, Mamish is Vod. He says, could be the Aruch Haim HaKadosh was only saying a Lagabi Pshia, not Lagabi anything else. Memelo, Hilu Chakom Takantam, that if the Shema is going to be liable for other things, not Pshia, for Gneva, Vaveda, Oinis, things like that. For Oinis, where normally it would have been Chayiv, because it's Bala Vimo, that's where he, Fadin, that'll have a Ptur. But Marina Chanami, if you're Taka Pshia, you're Taka going to be Chayiv, B'din Neshamayim. But he says that it's a Dovah Chodesh, Leinizka Pepoiskim. He never saw in any other Poiskim this din of the Aruch Haim HaKadosh, he's still going to be Chayiv, B'din Neshamayim. The Ma'ase is also Kaiva Yeshua, Kaveh Yeshua, Kaiva Yeshua, and Bava Kamen of Mvava Menalev, Toich Dvarov. He also names on for Adava Poshet that Avada, you're going to be Pata Bedine Shemayim by Bala Vimoy. He says, Leshemanu, we never heard of anyone who holds that you're going to be Chai Bedine Shemayim by Bala Vimoy. And the both of them, whatever, I mean, the Merak had the Arachim, but the Kaiva Yeshua didn't even have the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. They both said, Leishamana, we don't find any person that's going to be a Chiv B'dinei Shemayim. There's also a Sefer Chedusha Yerucham, He said it a couple of places, but you could look at Mechayshim Mishpat in Simenayim Beis. Over there also, he names on Shtak that Avadi is going to be Pato, B'din Neshamayim. He said, just like you see by Avadim Shtaris V'Kakoy, he's going to be Pato, B'din Neshamayim. He has other Cheshbainis. His Cheshbainis are not Mukhrach Bechlal. But the Imeg Bina God and Huchas Pesach Simen Hei Nemzon Adrab, that even by Avodin Shtaris HaKakoysa Nesmait, it could be that you're still going to be Chai B'din Neshamayim. Alright, at the end of the day, you're going to have a Shiloh, the Rechaim HaKadosh and other Poiskim, if there's going to be a Chai B'din Neshamayim on Balavimai. At least L'chol HaPokas if the guy is Peshaya. I what to do with the Posek of Lehibit Oven B'Yakov L'Omer B'Yisrael K'Hashem L'Kavimai. I if the Vodas at Balavimai, we hold the Rechaim HaKadosh says it doesn't pass Balavimoy. It's still going to be a Chai B'din Neshamayim. So there are different Nuschoyes that were said. The son of the Sfas Emes quotes the Sfas Emes as saying, it's a borrowed terminology. He says if a person is Loi Masiach Daitoi from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's constantly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's a constantly Hashem HaKavimoy, that's his Mahalach HaChayim. So then, even if he Chulila does an oven, but if his Mahus HaChaim is always Hashem El Kavimai, then he'll take out the Ptur Balavimai. But if a person is Masiach Daita from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he does his own thing, he's an independent thinker, then in a Hanami, he won't have the Ptur Balavimai. But you're right. If a Lahibit Oven B'Yakov, V'Lama B'Yisrael, when Ki Hashem El Kavimai, if it's Azan Mench Ki Hashem El Kavimai, then in a Hanami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't want him because he has a Ptur of Balavimai.
The Mishnah says that some people get their sustenance from the Sitra Akra. And they don't get it from the Yom Shor. They get it from the Sitra Akra. So they're not Baal of Imoy for sure.
Okay. I mean, this is already beyond my...
No. That's what it says. They're here to
for everybody else. Okay, beseda. But the is if you'll have somebody who is an Erlich Yid, the Sfas Emes, maybe it's a ruined Rome Lamisha Imram, person who's not Masiach Daita from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything he does, then Echanami, he'll be Zoicha to the Ptura of Baal Avimai. Fine. All right, let's get back to more halacha. We discussed last week that every single shomer is eligible for the Ptura of Baal Avimai. Shemechinim, Shemesacha, Seicha, Shoyal, everyone. What would be by a shomer aveda? You found an aveda, God, you are unbeknownst to you, but later on you discovered that the Baal aveda happens to be your employee. So the Baal aveda happens to be Baal Avimai, and you blew the aveda, you did something wrong to it, are you going to be chayiv? Or no, we'll invoke the Ptura of Baal Avimai. Just like all shomer have the Ptura of Baal Avimai, so too, shomer aveda is also going to have a Ptura of Baal Avimai. Shmaka Shaila. And it's interesting that this Shaila is a modern day Shaila. The Shaila is about 100, 150 years old. They don't have any real starker raya from anywhere beforehand. And well, I guess what brought it to fore perhaps was Reb Chaim Briska met Remei Simcha, the Balor Sameach. They met at a meeting in Poland by an Asifus Arabonim. Shaila Gisoyis, who asked who the Shaila? But one Gadol asked the other Gadol, this Shaila is a din Baal Avimai applicable to a Shomer Aveda. Now I'm going to just be malakit to you a lot of many svaris from different Achronim. Why not? Why yes, why not? What the Cheshbon is? Why should Shomer Aveda be different than regular Shomer? First of all, some want to say that a Shomer Aveda, who made you the Shomer? Kadosh Baruch Hu made you the Shomer. Right, you don't know, it wasn't contractual, you didn't make a deal with the other guy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you the Shema, they want to say that you're not the Shema of the Bailam, you're the Shema of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in order to invoke the Ptur Baal Avimai, you know, it's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just because this guy was your employee doesn't give you a Ptur Baal Avimai, because you're really not his Shema, you're really the Shema of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One Svara. Another Svara they want to say, a little less...
This Chavis is to this guy.
Yeah, pashtus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu min chayiv you a shomer to this guy. Right, maskim.
But
you're going to owe the Baal Aveda, correct. But they want to say, fine. Another svara that they want to say is that Baal Avimai comes in the deal. If it's contractual, so you can have a Ptur Baal Avimai that. Daita Dehoki, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't mechayiv you, whatever it is. But where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's mechayiv you, where you're forced to accept upon yourself Shmira. So there's no Ptur Baal Avimai. Something that's voluntarily, you went into the deal, so that's easier to get around. Okay, Baal Avimai gives you a Ptur. But something that you're forced to take, you have a Chiv to pick it up. Yeah, you have a Chiv to pick up the Aveda. You don't have a choice. You have a Chiv to pick it up. That's part of your Mitzia. You find an Aveda in the street, you have to return to the Baal, you got to pick it up. Right? So you're forced, you're put into this position, maybe in such a situation where you're forced to do it, then you won't have a Torah Balavimai. Others say a slightly different nusach. This, by the way, there's a Chedushei Hari'am. It's printed in Yerushalmi. He has a Chedushim like 50 years ago in Peah, Perek Zayin, Daf Lamechesa Mebeis, Shurib Shmuel has a Siman Anvav. A lot of Achrenim go with that type of Malek. Others take it a little variant, and it's a Dava Mechudish. Watch this. They want to say the Balavima by Hashem Aveda work halfway. What the Torah was Mechayiv you out your mitzvah, you have a chiv to return the item. Just because Balavima, you still have the chiv to return the item. So what came from the chiv to return the item, and that's where your shmira was nevea from, that there's no way to get out of. Balavima, not Balavima, who cares? You still have the mitzvah to return. Right? No one's going to say, because Balavima, you don't have a mitzvah to return the aveda. That you still have the mitzvah. If you still have the mitzvah, you still have the chiv shmira. So that underlying chiv shmira, as if you're a shemachinim avada that you will have, even if Balavimai. But the additional level of Shmira, that is, that Hashem Aved is like Hashem Asaka. Why? Because Pruta de Rav Yosef, you have a benefit that you now won't have to give tzedakah to Danin because you're being Isaac B'mitzah, Batam in a mitzvah. That extra level that you don't have a chiv to do, that just came about from Yanah, copy that level, in a chanam you'll have a ptur Balavimai. So it's going to come out that Balavimai will work to part you from Gnevan Vaveda, but it won't work to part you from Pshia. It's an interesante mahalik. There's a Shari Ziv who says such a thing. It's in Bava Kama, Simin Yud Beis. All right, there's another reason why there's no din of Balavima by Shem Aveda. And that is because they want to tie that the Hovar of Balavima is only if the Bailim are aware that you, the Shema, are watching my item, and I'm working for you. So then you go like the Chinuch Svara that we had last week, the Kilo, then we say, that the Bailim themselves should have watched it, because they're there anyway, they're helping out the Shema anyway, so they should have watched it themselves, so they can't hold the Shema responsible. So he said, Bishlam, and normally you know that he's watching your Chavetz, and you're working for him. But I have no idea that my boss found my Aveda. If I knew it, I would take my Aveda back. I would retrieve it. There it is. I have no idea. So since I don't know that my Aveda is by my employer, so I have no idea, I don't even have the ability to watch it, so they want to say the Ptur Balavima doesn't pass. Balavima only passes with the Bailim know that your Shemer, that this person is your Shemer who's watching your Chayfetz. Otherwise you don't have Balavima. That's Chazen Yecheskel says that is there's a Nefesh Chaya, actually, that's really the Kadman who says it. I'm a Kadman, 100 years ago, Nefesh Chaya on Bab Matiyah, Dav Chav Tetzim and Aleph says it as well.
I thought we said there was a problem in the
skin of
let's say,
here. Yeah, 100%. It's even a different malach avad. You can't boyeis halachas from the chinek. They're just saying that you see in the Torah, it's normally talking about, you know that this person is your shema. So it's a double chiddush, so limited to that chiddush, only if you know. If you don't know, you won't have the Torah balavimai.
I mean, if I go to his house and I bore something, and he doesn't know about it,
he doesn't know that you borrowed, or
he doesn't know I borrowed, because he gives your shuster's wife to lend.
Yeah, if he won't know that you borrowed, and he's the employee, so he doesn't know that he could watch it by you, and a kanami, there would be this problem that, you would not have this Ptur Balavim, this Nevesh Chai in the Chazon Yecheskel. Right, correct.
However, is there a chiyuv right now to pick up the Aveda? I can pick it up as long as I'm letting it be in a vulnerable position. I don't necessarily have to pick it up now.
When you want to pick it up? But you can't leave it. The second you leave, okay, because if you want to hover over it and make sure that... we're talking about... One second, let me just preface. I really should say, Shema Veda, you have a mitzvah to pick it up, but you're not mechuyev in shmir until you pick it up. Once you pick it up, then you become a shema, you made a kinyan in it, whatever it is, then you're mechuyev in hilchah shmira. What we're talking about is a case that the guy already picked it up and then blew it, and it was peshei b'shmira asai, or it was nignav, nevad, and we want to know, could he invoke the ptura balavimai, because right now he is a shema, but good, but the Baalim is his employee, so it's Balavimai. At the time that he was Mechayiv in the Shmira, at the time he picked up the Aveda, right, everything goes Basad Ascholas or Shmira. At that time, it was Balavimai. Pekitza, this is all Zaitek. You want to hear Pchaim's word? Pchaim said a whole different word, Geshmaka word. Pchaim said he held that it doesn't pass the Ptur Balavimai by Shem Aveda. Why? He says like this, that Shem Aveda, the Ptur Balavimai, has to be Bedavka B'shas, you mekabel the shmir, right? You have to be a balavima b'shas to chiv shmir kicks in. So let's just play it out. I picked up the aved on Sunday, and that time he was my employee. And A month later, I blew it. It was stolen from me. A month later. And by that time, the Bailam were no longer my employee. So normally you would say, who cares? I was Balavim, because at the Shas, Haskalas HaShmira, when I picked up, I'm Chayiv in the Shmira. But Mela, I have the two Balavim, because it says, Avush Halacha, the Hay Imoy B'Shas Malacha, even though it wasn't Imoy B'Shas Shvura Mesa, you're going to still have the two Balavim. So Krip Chayim, no. Beishem Aveda is different, because Beishem Aveda, you have a Chiv of Mutal Alecha to watch it every second. Every second is in the Skadish and Nuchiv Shmira. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to turn the Aveda now. And then the next second, the Kadosh Baruch Hu still wants you to return the Aveda now. So every second, Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving you again Shmira, again Shmira, again Shmira. So even though when you picked it up a month ago, you had Bala Vimoy, good. So that, Chele Kashmir Yitakapata. But the second later, the second the guy stops working from you, okay, now Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to pick it up again. And Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to return it again. So you have Shmira again. So in the Mele, you won't have the Ptur Bala Vimoy unless, Sakur B'chaim, you'll have the person Bala Vimoy B'shah Shvura Mesa. If it blows up in your Rishos, and at that point he's Bala Vimoy, then in Akanami you have the Ptur Bala Vimoy. Because at that last second, when you have that Chiyav Shmira, at that second, Taki, you have the Ptur Bala Vimoy. But having a Ptur Bala Vimoy at the beginning is not going to help you. Oh. So that is the way Reb Chaim says it in Sefer. They're different. Everyone quotes Reb Chaim in different stories, but the way we have it, there's a Chedush Bab Metzia, Ksav Yad, Reb Chaim. It's not a Grach HaLashas, but it's a Grach just on Bab Metzia, whatever. The way he says it over there, as long as you're Bala Vima at the last second, it's killer. It sounds like from that part of Reb Chaim, if you can be Medayik, I don't know, but it sounds like over there that he holds that every second you only chai for that second. So the fact that I was chayiv and shmir in the item yesterday, today it's too late. That chayiv shmir yesterday already expired. Every second is chadash a new chayiv shmir. So as long as I have bala vima at that last second when it blows up, so that last chayiv shmir is bala vima and pata. I would have tied it, because the Cheska has these cheshbonis, I would have tied it, that in the Kamei it's neschadash ko rega, good, but not just for that rega, it's neschadash ko rega for the duration of Yishmir. So having bala vima the last second is also not enough, because good, so you get out of the last second of Yishmir, but a minute ago Yishmir is still existing. Or a month ago, Chiyav Shmira is still existing. So you would have to have a Bala Vimoy from the beginning all the way through the end to have the Ptur Kedei that no second did you have a Chiyav Shmira without Bala Vimoy. But the way Rechaim Lemaisa writes it in his stencil, whatever, the stencil in Ksav Yad, over there it sounds like as long as you have it the last second, that's fine. All right, that's Reb Chaim's blick on the Sugyas.
Is that how every Chiyav is? Who says Chiyav is?
No, by a normal Shmira, it's not like that. Normal Shmira is contractual. You pick it up, you mechayiv yourself with a kinyan.
Everything is a broken down thing. There's a Chiyav that's Rabbi Alei that he has to return it.
From the beginning?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, the other Achronim want to take issue with Reb Chaim and say it starts at the beginning and that's it. It was a one-time Chiyav for the duration. But one second, but it's clear that the mitzvah is every second.
Right. I'm saying, but it's not...
The mitzvah is every second, and if the chiv shmir is never from the mitzvah, the chayim is very gishmak. So I got, again.
It's not a new mitzvah. It's a chiv. It's a mitzvah that he has to do this.
It's a mitzvah to return it every second.
Yeah, but it's still this old mitzvah. It's the original mitzvah.
If he returns it, terminates. So now they're going to return it. So
there's Hanish. Every second. All right, but that's Reb Chaim's right. The Maaseh is Reb Meir Simcha. When Reb Chaim told us Reb Meir Simcha wasn't fazed. And he said, it's still not going to help you. Why? Because Allah later on, Belina will get to learn it, that if you started off, if we went from Sheila to Schiris, and my Sheila was Bala Vimoy, and my... Let's say I borrowed it for one day, I had to deal with you like this. The first day I'm borrowing it, and the second day I'm only going to be seicher it. So I will pay for the second day. And the first day was Bala Vimoy, but the second day wasn't Bala Vimoy. The Gemara is a Shaila. The Gemara says it's Meshech Shaychi. It's as if we look at it as like one long Shmir, even though the levels have changed from She'ela to Schiris. And Mameila, the Ptur Bala Vimoy that I had at the beginning of the She'ela will carry over to the Schiris to have a Ptur Bala Vimoy. Mezok Mezimko, what did you for Din Reb Chaim to say that every second is a new Shchiv Shmira and the Bala Vima that you had when you picked up the Aveda is not going to help you? It is, because it's all Meshech Shaykh. It's one, again, a Chiv Shmira is Aveda, Shmira is, but it's like one long parsha of Shmiras Aveda, and even though it's many individual segments, good, but it's one continuous Shmira, and the Mele, the Ptur Ba'al Avimah that you had from day one will carry over even to the last second, even then you'll still have to put Ba'al Avimah. That's what Meir Simcha answered Reb Chaim. For some reason, Reb Chaim wrote it in his ksav. I don't know, I'm not sure if he accepted the tshuva, didn't accept the tshuva. From the story, the way they say it over, it sounds like he accepted the tshuva. But the Olam Taka takes issue with Remei Simcha, so it's really not for now, that's not really what the Gemara meant over the Meshach Shaykh, Al-Pi Rashi, it really meant a different word. Maybe when we get to it, Blina, we'll revisit the issue. That's true if you learn mamish the extreme like Reb Chaim, that yesterday's second is expired and today's second starting new. Then I can hear maybe your tiny attack that maybe Pritz Rav yes when the on is here, maybe it's boing keechud, maybe I don't know. But if you hold kepashte lechayra that every second could be mechayv you for the whole duration of the aveda. You know, there's middle ground, then you don't have a kasha Pritz Rav yes because yesterday's second is also being mechayv me to return it now as well. Not just to return it just for that second, to return it in the future as well. So I'll have that first. All right. Lemaisa, with Remei Simcha, you can still have the cheshbon punkfakeh. You got the cheshbon, inverted cheshbon. You'll have no Ba'al Avimah at the beginning when you picked up the Aveda, but you'll have a Ba'al Avimah at the Shah Shvura Meisa. So, like Reb Chaim, you'll have the Ptur Ba'al Avimah, like him, because he only look at the last second. Whereas without Reb Chaim, you would have said, go look at the Shas when you pick it up, when you have a Chiyav Shmira, when it starts. So that would be the chilik between Yitzchak and Reb Chaim on what would be in that case. All right, it's a very geshmaka thing. In terms of rayas, there's a maril diskim. Maril diskim brings a raya.
But Remei Simcha might be masking for that.
100%.
100%. At the end.
Now, if you want to just Meir Mekaymus on this, more Meir Mekaymus is Maril Diskin and Kuncha Zachrin over there in Reish Mem Zayin. He tries to be Medaik from a Gemara Bava Kamenun Vava Med Aleph that the Ptur Ba'al Avimah doesn't work by Aveda, period. Doesn't say why, but never, can never work. Because the Gemara, if it could have worked, the Gemara should have said it's such a Nakimta. The Gemara is looking for Nakimta, how a Shem Aveda could be Potan, Gneva Vaveda, and the Gemara can't find one. So, Maria, what do you mean? This is a great Akimta. The Akimta would be Ba'al Avimah. And the Maya, you see, for the Gemara, it's never possible to have a Ptur Ba'al Avimah by Shem Aveda. What the Meral Diskin didn't know, Vaistais, or didn't quote, what the Achronim didn't quote, Feist Dais, is that the Marsha in Madua Basra, in Bava Kama, God, it wasn't there in Nuvama, but if you look at Marsha in Nuvama Midbeis, he's quoting from Nunzayin Amid Aleph. If you look at Nunzayin Amid Beis, Masha Madu Basa asked the Kasha, why didn't the Gemara Amid Aleph give the Ptur Ba'al Avimah by Shem Aveda? And he says it there, so it doesn't fit in the, what he says it, it wouldn't fit in the Lashon of the Maira. He gets out of it without making any Chidushim. But what you see from the Masha Madu Basa, Avada the Ptur Ba'al Avimah works by Shem Aveda. It means Mariel Diskin's Gufa, his raya is Faket Mashom Adubas already cracked Kodmoy and asked the Kasha. There's also another raya they try to bring right from Taysim Bamatim and Bezum at Aleph. It's a Zant, Rav Shach and Avi Ezri and the Gilyanis and the Ramam Huchaskir is Madaik and Taysim one way. The Nefesh Kai is Madaik from the exact same Taysim the other way. And if you look in Taysim, Lani's diet, there's no raya either way. But fine. At the end of the day, it's a nice tome amongst the Achrainim. Fine. Let's move on. Let's start. We're up to Siv Dalid. Hishulai behemtai, or yiskiruloi lamasoi. If you lend someone a behemo, or yiskiruloi lamasoi to carry weights, whatever packages, vaholach imo lesaada ulatina, you help the shayel out, or you helped him load the animal. Havi sheila bebaylam, because when his sheila started. When he's loading the animal, that's when the shayla is starting. When his usage of the animal started, at that point, the Ba'al Avimah is loading the animal with him. Have a shayla ba'baylam. A chiddush. Af opisha me'atzmu nishalai. Even though he volunteered, the shayla never asked me to help him load the behemah. But I said, I was a good friend, chesed. I see the guy is never having difficulty loading the animal. So sure, I volunteered, no problem. I'll help you load the animal. So by his action of loading the animal for the te'elis of the shayla, that will make it Ba'al Avimah, even though the shayla didn't ask him to do so. Good shayla. It's bothering me too. That's why I try to be mavliya. This has cholas ishdamshes. It's not pashut, but that's what I said. Otherwise, you have to say at the time he started to walk with the animal, so he's loading it at that. And when he makes a kinin, the kinin would be mashicha, whatever. It has to be whenever that cholas hashmir is. Figure it out at that time. The bialim imoy were helping him, or if you have like we had last week that if you're being mechen atzmoy and you. So that would also be. So if I'm walking towards the animal ready to help you load it, and then you make the kinyan animal in that time, and now I follow through and I take a loader, for then it would like to be balavimai, because even the hachana we said is a really balavimai. Uduloi ki yesh chokum bezeh, not like the Mordechai who argues, the Mordechai says that this is not considered balavimai if it comes voluntarily. You have to ask him, it has to be contractual. You have to say, okay, help me, and he says, yeah, help, and he comes to help. But otherwise, it won't be a tor balavimai. We don't pass like that. We pass it as balavimai, even if he does it by himself. However, the imloy halach elo lirois shalay Yosef hamasoi, but if he's only doing it to help out, not the guy. His interest is not. He's not. He looks like a bachas. He's not doing to help out the guy. He's making sure that the guy doesn't overload his animal and kill his car, and who knows what. So that's why he's teaching him how to use a stick shift, because all he needs is his guy to ruin his transmission. He's no interest in trying to teach a guy how to use a stick shift. He has better things to do. But he's trying to save his car. Then ein ze sheila b'bayim. That's not considered sheila b'bayim. Sheila b'bayim means you have to do it to help the guy, not that you're trying to protect yourself and help yourself. V'chein im tof. Not sure what that is. If you're holding on to the saddle or whatever they're trying when the guy's getting onto it or loading it. That's not considered shayla b'bayim, because again, you're not doing it to help the guy. What you're doing it is to help yourself that your behemoth doesn't get ruined. So b'kitzur, the Mechaben Ramah has a chiddush. The klal is when you're helping the person that shayla b'bayim, even if you do it voluntarily, if you're helping yourself, even though you happen to also be helping the guy, but that's not your kavanah. Your kavanah is to help yourself, then you will not have the p'tur of Sheila B'Bailim. All right, now, but diik in the mechava, which is a very big diik. The mechava says, "V'm loy halach elo lirois shelo yosef hamasoi." If you're only helping to see that he doesn't overload the animal. Now, the lashon mechava, you only went there to see. So far, you did nothing in action. All you did was observe. And the mechava says that that's not considered balavimai. Why? Because you're doing it to help yourself. Vaistois. If you will do the exact same thing without any action, but you would be doing it to help the person, let's say you give him an eitzah. He wants to know directions. Oh, sure, directions, sure, I'll give you directions while you're about to borrow my car. So I did nothing, no action, maybe deeper, but nothing. You will have the p'tor of balavimai vaistois. You don't have to do any maisa to have a p'tor of balavimai. If he needs an eitzah, and you give him an eitzah, oh, he wants to know how to market something. Yeah, I give you an eitzah. Fine, bezeda, balavimai. I go over to Yisrael, and while I ask him how to market something, while I borrow something, gives me his eitzah. Very good. I just had a p'tur balavimai because he was helping me. He's giving me advice. That would be a p'tur of balavimai, even though he didn't do a maisa, because it's meduik l'makab. Only because he was doing it for selfish reasons, that's why there's no p'tur balavimai. But vice versa, if he does it for the person, he'll be balavimai even without a maisa. All right. There was a story with the tashbats, chelik dalet. So yes, no, it's not really tashbats. It's like ein o'clock, ear, ein o'clock. But whatever. There was a story in the tashbats and chelik dalet, through beis and simchav dalet. Is a case that I needed a piece of jewelry to be made very quickly. Let's say my daughter is becoming kala, whatever. My son becoming a chos. I need to buy a ring from for the kala. Tomorrow I need to have the ring. So I go over to an in a craftsman, please make me this ring. Guy said, I'm sorry, I have such a list, I'll never be able to get to your ring. I have three people before you. I won't be able to see your ring another 2 days. Guy said, I'm desperate. So the father says, the shred says, you know what? I know how to do it as well. I'm pretty good at this. I'll help you along. I'll help you with everything. We'll speed up the job. Two sets of hands are better than one, and we'll speed it up. And sure enough, he helped the guy. He helped the guy make all of his other jobs. He helped the guy make his own son's ring. He helped him everything, gewaldig. And then what happened? And then for some reason, he left it. Or maybe he left before he finished it, but he left it by the shema, and then it was stolen. And the Tashbats does the dan if you have the p'tur of balavimai. So it's a long tshuva. I want to get to all the pratim. I didn't even say of the mice 100% because I want to get out of the problems of the tshuva. But over there he says, that you help the guy to make your own ring, that you're not going to have Patur Balavimoy, because you really you did it for selfish reasons. You did it to speed up. You wanted to help your own ring. But the fact that you helped him to make all the other rings, that's considered Balavimoy. So if at the time of the Shmira, when he accepted to make your ring, he took the silver, the gold from you, to make your ring. At that time, if you are already prepared to help him, you are making atzmi to help him on his other rings, then you'll have the Torah Bal of Imai. But if it's only on your ring, then you won't have the Torah Bal of Imai. I know, but you gave him the gold. Okay, so that goes into Shal Umun Koinim Beshvach Kli. It's a different shmooze, but at least the basic amount for sure is like that. That amount for sure you'd be chayv to pay back the gold that was stolen, unless you have the Ptura Bal of Imai.
Everything was ultimately done only because of his ring. Even if he was helping with someone else's ring, it wasn't because of someone else.
Yeah, but that we saw, every person always has an ulterior motive why he does things, right? The marshal, the employee who's working for me, is not working because he's trying to help me out. He's working because he wants a paycheck. Without a paycheck, he's not working for me. And nevertheless, there's a Ptur Balavimai, because the mice, the bottom line, he's working for me. He's doing it for an ulterior motive. He needs to support his family. Fine, but the mice is, he's working for me. That's already enough. As long as his work is for me, even though the reason, his siba is for himself.
Why is that different if he makes his own ring?
No, but he's making his own ring. I'm not doing it to help you out. I'm doing it because I needed a ring. So I'm doing it mamish only for myself.
You are helping him out at the same time.
I'm just minimizing his malacha, you're right. But I'm not doing it to save him the trouble. I'm doing it to save myself the time.
Once you start defining the split there, it's very hard to define which one and why.
Lamash, we're going to see later on by Shmira, if we have a deal that I'll watch your chefetz and you watch my chefetz, you'll have a dinner bowl of imay. Even though the only reason why I'm willing to watch your chefetz is because I know that you're willing to watch my chefetz. But that's Bala Vima, because the bottom line is Lamaisa right now, I happen to be watching your chefetz. So I'm doing you a service. Bala Vima is I do you a service. The reason why I'm doing you a service could be Gesintar, but I'm doing you the service. Here, I'm not even doing you the service, I'm doing myself the service. I'm doing it for my own ring, I'm doing it to protect my animal. I won't have the Ptura of Bala Vima. There's a Geshmaka Machloikis, Sma and Shach, and Reish Tzadi Aleph. It's a geshmak to go into it here, because Gebayt on this lamdis, and I bring out some halachas as well. The Sma says over there that the halacha, which we just sort of discussed last week, that if the Bailim leave the chayvitz, when it's talka a Bailim, then the shmir is mutal alecha, like the rush, even without a kinyan. Already you start your chiyav shmira, like the machabi, you need a kinyan, like the ramah, you don't need a kinyan. The Sma says over there, what happens if the Bailim weren't nostalgic from themselves in Gansen from the Shmira? They still stayed on to watch a little bit. So you made the kinyan, you accept upon yourself to watch, and now you're starting to watch. And on top of that, the Bailim are also helping you, at least at the beginning, helping you watch it a little bit as well. The Sma says, in such a case, you're going to have a Ptur of Bal Avimai. It's a Sma. Why? Because the Bailim are helping me watch his own chayfetz. It's his chayfetz I'm watching. And the Bailim are watching also their own chayfetz. But they're helping me watch his own chayfetz. That's going to be a Ptur of Bal Avimai. The Shach jumps on the Sma, doesn't explain why, but he says, Kim B, there's no such Bal Avimai. And he says, the Ayin, Simin Shin Mem Vav, Siv Dalad. And you see I'm right. Some of the Achreinim don't understand what the Shach wants from this Sif. But I think Kipshuta, it's a double posh what the Shach wants, is that you see that in the second here for the Sif, it says that as long as the Bailim are watching for their own motive, they're doing it for themselves, their mindset is to protect their own animal, so they're not providing a service for the Shema, they're providing themselves a service, it's selfish. Mamele, you're not going to have the Torah Bala Nimai. So the Shach, so Bezei Huadin, in this case, with the Bailim carried on watching the item, why are they carrying on watching? They're not doing it for the Shema, they're doing it for themselves. So doing it for themselves, you can have a Ptur of Bal Avimai. That's the Chayyab Pshat in the Shach. The stipler wanted to touch up the Machloikis Man Shach. This is how he explained the Machloikis. To the stipler Bab Metzia, Simon Lamites, he says like this, that in order to have a Ptur of Bal Avimai, you have to be Shemer, you have to lend yourself to help the Shemer in the Shemer's item. That's to be the Shemer's object. To have the Ptur of Bal Avimai. Mamela, that does affect the Shach of the Sma. How could you tell me that you have a Ptur of Bal Avimai? Here, the item that I'm helping is not your item, it's my own item. So I'm helping my own item, Mamela, I don't have the Ptur of Bal Avimai. Mashenke and the Shach holds, and the Mashenke and the Sma holds, no, that even if you're helping the Shema watch the owner's item, his own item that's still going to have a p'tur balavimai, even though it's his own item that he's watching. That's how he explained the machlokes. And he says, and I have a riot to this sma, that even when you're watching your own item, that's already going to be enough for the balavimai, because Rashi on the pasuk over there, by balavimai, Rashi says the lashon, you see, even Oysa Malacha of the Dava Hashal, the Dava Hashamba, the item that he borrowed. So you see, even if you're in the Oysa Malacha that guy borrowed, you're going to have Ptur Balavimai. So you see, Balavimai is even if you're only providing a service for your own chayfets. Isaiah Frecht, Zakta Saipan.
The jeweler is gaining because he charges the same amount of money.
The Shomer is gaining.
The shomer, which is the jeweler.
Well, the jeweler was a case of tashmash. But in any case, the shomer is gaining because he's having the help. So the disciple wants to say that that's not enough to have the help of the owner. You have to have that the owner is watching his own item. And here he's only watching the... He has to watch the shomer's item. Here he's only watching his own item. So maybe he won't have the p'tur balavimai. And he brings a raya from Rashi Latoya. Now, these days there's no raya, because all Rashi is saying the same thing like the Maccabi. The Maccabi says, Loish in Sif Aleph, Loish Nahoya imoy beschir shiska atzmoy loy, Loish Nahoya ba'isim lokshel adava shoyl, Loish Nahoya b'malokha acheres. He doesn't mean, he means in the same thing. It means, Lamashal, let's say you borrow my hammer, and you need the hammer to build Zichron Shner, right? So, and I happen to be helping you build Zichron Shner. Now, Zichron Shner happens to be your item, and I'm helping your item, but I am in the same malacha as my dover, which is shol to you. And that's considered balavimai. That's all he means. It's ba'isa malacha shel adova ha'shol. But not that I'm watching actually the item which is shol. So I don't know where he got a right from Rashi. But Lani's taita, I don't believe that's even the taita of the Machlokes. I don't think that anyone holds that you need to be watching Yenim's item. I think everyone's mind of that. If you watch your own item, it's good enough, or a third party, that's fine. But the vote is, who's to Ellis are you doing? What is the service that you're providing? For whom are you providing the service? The Sma held that you're providing the service for me, the Shomer, because you're helping me on my Shmira. You're minimizing my Shmira. Meshenke, the Shach held that you're only providing the service for yourself. You're trying to protect your own item. Like it says over here in the Mechaba, that if you protect your item, that it shouldn't be overloaded. That's not considered Balavima. And that's the Shach's right. It has nothing to do with whose item. It doesn't have to be your ownership. It has to be whose to Ellis. That's the Yisoid. And it's my also understands that has to be the Te'elis. But Vai says he understood it was the Te'elis of the Shomer. And I found Baruch Shem, the Gilyan Mashah, they reprinted now, they found the Gilyan Mashah, the new Shulchan Aruch, they have it over here, I just found it yesterday. The Gilyan Mashah Taka says that this is the Machloikas of the Shach and Smah over there, and Reish Tzadi Aleph. But he takes it even further, he makes it a little more geschmack. He says like this, that the Shach held, sorry, that the Smah, the Smah held that must be I'm watching the Shomer. Literally, I'm doing it Latelis HaShomer. Why? Because I have nothing to lose. Big deal. If the item gets lost, the Shomer is responsible to pay me. So I have nothing to lose out of this. I have nothing to gain by making this extra Shmira. So why am I doing the Shmira? Must I be doing the Shmira to alleviate the burden of the Shomer? So I'm doing it Latelis HaShomer. Masha'enkin, the Shach held, then even though good, I'll get paid. But the Gemara says there's such a thing called Kusha Dechiyusa. A person would rather, I don't want you just to pay me. I don't want my watch, my chosen watch, to go when you're going to pay me for it. I want my chosen watch. So the reason why I'm helping your watch is not for you. I'm helping that I should have my watch at the end of the day, or I should have my animal at the end of the day, or the car that I babied for so long. I want that car, not stump to buy a new car. So Mamela, I'll have the I'm doing it for myself, so I won't have the p'tur shmir b'baylam. That's how he explains the makalik. Means about it, everything is whose to'elis it is. But the shal is how to view this. Is this l'te'elis ha'shema, or is this l'te'elis the mafke, the owner of the item? That's how the Gilyan Mashah explains it.
Everybody is l'te'elis because an IOU is only an IOU.
So stop. I don't have to go after you. I don't have to go after you, bedina v'dain, and try to get it out of you. Okay, good. So you're talking from like an experienced, seasoned collector. Right, so good. And then you're doing it for yourself. So if you're doing it for yourself, so you won't have the p'tur, shmira b'baylam.
Two things I'm surprised about. First of all, there was no Allegra, but independent of that, I'm also surprised that the same Reb Chaim didn't talk about, like, my money by Yenna, how is it? Is it my money?
All right. Anyway, let me just go on another nukuda here to take another chiddush din here. The nesivis over there to answer up the shas kasha on the sma says a word very bekitza. I see not everyone got that word, but Bergsham, I found the akranim tied it up like they forget. I didn't get it myself. I'll be honest. I saw it from the akranim. They tied it on the nesivis over there. Says the sma is talking about where the person asked the owner to help him watch. As if that's now the teretz of the shach's conscience. You have to know what the kasha was to know what the teretz is. I mean, if the kasha was like this type law that it's not your item, it's my own item, and we can't have shmir b'ba'ilam on my own item, so what's the nesiv is the teretz? So I asked you to help me. Big deal, I asked you to help me, but still you're. And then my advice to is the kasha was whose te'elis it was. And the nesiv is holds that adkan the whole shaila would be if the guy voluntarily helped him out. But if I asked him, if I'm the shaman, I asked him, do me a favor, alleviate my burden, help me out with my shmirah, then clearly, by you help doing this, you're clearly helping me. Right? You're answering me. You're doing it because I asked you. I requested from you to help me out. So if you're helping me out, so now I'm going to have the patur, shmir b'ba'ilam, even though maybe you gain from it as well. But the motive why you're doing it is because I was solicited. I asked you to help me, so you're doing it for me. So either that tightens up the alkochas for my own talis, or I'm even willing to say that even if it's not mamish my own talis, but since it's for me, because I asked you to do it. So you're lemaisa, you're doing a malacha for me because on my behest, so that's already enough to be considered shmir b'ba'ilam. There's a Chuvis Beis Yitzchok who has a shayla, Chayshim Mishvach Simuchav Beis, Ois Beis, he has a shayla, will it help? Mamish is saying, he didn't call it to Nesiv, he has a shayla, this halacha, that if you do it l'te'eles yourself, you're not going to have a din shmir b'ba'ilam, if the guy asks you, will that make a difference? And he has a chakira, and he was a hint. I don't want to get into the lomdas of his, but he has a chakira. Like what I'm saying is, it's a mefush in nesivis. The nesivis, the ends up the sma, means he acknowledged that the shaks right and metzias that the bailam are really helping themselves, and his teretz was. But since the shema asked the bailam to do it, it's still considered shmir b'bailam. So you see that even if you're doing it for the sort of what looked like or was perceived as your own talis, but because the shomer asked you to do it, asked you to help him, then it's on his behalf, it's a shmir b'ba'ilam.
So he learned to shach argue through the sma in that case too?
And he doesn't handle with the shach and sma, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't handle, maybe you mean he'll touch up the shach and say, even though you hired him, okay, but he doesn't say that. That's already you into the face of it. He doesn't do that. All right. He grabbed his medayik from the Mordechai, the other Rishon, the Taka. It's true that if you ask, the Taka makes a difference. But he wants to know, Lididan, that we paskin, that even voluntary work is considered shmir b'ba'ilam, but it's a chilik if you do it for your own talis, maybe even asking won't make a difference. All right, let's move on. Sif hey. Very geshmak halakas. All right, Sif hey. Amale shmarli ve'esh melecha. We have a deal. Yosef, this is for you. We have a deal. You watch my item, I watch your item. Oy shmarli ayayim, I watch. You watch it for me today, ve'eshmel cholamach, and I'll watch yours tomorrow, nizbar b'simin shenhei.
That's the better half of the deal, by the way.
What'd you say?
That's the better half of the deal. If you watch mine today, I'll watch yours tomorrow.
Why? Well, you're not going to follow through tomorrow?
It's a lot easier to see exactly what you're getting.
Right? I mean, see how he performed today.
Good.
I mean, if he blew it today, you're not watching his tomorrow. Okay, look in this massive cotton zayin, and he says, what does it say in shenhei? Over there it says, the kotza atur v'machabo, the shmoli v'eshmel miyad, if the deal both, it's reciprocal right now, we're both watching each other simultaneously, havishmir b'bailim upatum mikol dova. However, b'shmoli ayoyim v'eshmel cholamacha, you already have to start the shmir today, but I'm going to first start the shmir tomorrow, that lo yavishmir b'bailim. Because when you're starting your malacha today, to watch my anim today, when you're starting your shmira, I'm not imcha b'malacha. I didn't start working for you. I'm starting working for you only tomorrow. So the shas, the shmira started, I wasn't with you b'malacha, so you're not going to have the p'tur balavimai. However, v'din shemesacha lei, or be din shemesacha, because for each one has a teves hana, demnigna miyada shema hayoi mechiv lechalim loi, the makabal hana, shmirasei, di shmirenu loi balaporo, eishalakli l'macha. So since each one is getting the toivis hanov of the other person reciprocating, so it's like a payment. It's each one is shem resachah zel lazeh. But shmir b'bailim it won't be. But if it's simultaneous, it will be shmir b'bailim. My motive to watch your item is only kedei that you should watch my item. Good, but that's still shmir b'bailim because the ma'isa, what I'm doing is for your own talis. I'm providing you a service. My motive might be different, but the ma'isa, I'm providing you a service. V'ayin shom b'simin shin hey, din nizbar nami din sha'oli v'esh alocha. That's already a machloikis. If I'm going to say, instead of you watch my item, I watch your item, but I say it like this, borrow my item and I borrow your item, so now we're doing it for personal gain. I need your item, and you need my item. And that's why we're doing it, that each one should be able to have a tovus hanoah from the item. So then there's a machloikis, does the shayli have a sheva b'aylam apata ayloi v'yesh plukta b'zeh? Didn't say it over here because it's a machlokes. He wants to stay out of a machlokes. What's a tzad to say that's not shmir b'baylim? Because it is halakha we learned before. Shmir b'baylim is only if I do it for your ta'alis. The reason why I borrowed your item is not k'day to provide you a service to watch your item and I'm imcha b'malakha. I did it k'day that I should have use from your item. I want to benefit from your item. So if that's the case, since I'm trying to benefit from your item, so I'm really faket. I'm the one who's being borrowing. I'm the one who's doing it gaining from it. It's my ta'alif. The reason why I'm watching your item is not for your ta'alif b'chal. It's k'day that I should use your item. So then there's a tzad to say, if I guess, like my own ta'alif, and I'm not shmir b'baylam. I'm not imcha b'malacha. And the other sheet also not. Fuck. I'm doing both face ties. I'm doing it for my own ta'alif, but your ta'alif too. I'm the mice are watching your item too. Good, but that's the tzad. But to stay out of the machlekes, the mechaba left it out, and the mechaba only brought down the halacha shmoli v'ashmalacha. All right. Let's try to chop around one more halacha. Very, very gishmak halacha as well. Ha'im sevav ha'im alishluchai tzei v'hashel imparasi. If I tell my shliach, you know what? Help out my guy. I'm lending you my para, but besides lending my para, I'll also send my caddy with you. You need a golf cart, no problem. And I'll also send my thing. You need to borrow my car, no problem. If he's so kind, I'll even let you use my chauffeur. So he's gonna drive you around. So I'm sending you my shliach to boot with the item. Is that considered, God, those cases are poilim, that might be different, but good, I'm sending you a shliach to boot with my item, is that considered shela b'baylim, because shluch ha-shaladim k'moisai, the person, my shliach is like me, so it's like I'm helping you out, I'm providing you a service, so have it in the shela b'baylim. The halacha is ein shela b'baylim, the mechabot is not shela b'baylim, shenema imbol of imoy, which we would dayik, it says it twice, or it's because it says balav miyuchad lecha. It takes us two different pshatim, but shenem in balav imoy has to be a bailim atzmam veloy shliach. It can't be a shliach. It has to be dafka the bailim. V'yesh chokin, and others argue, v'oimrim teshluchay shaladim k'moyse. The Rama is quoted, the Tur b'shem the Rama, the Rama and the Tur holds that we pass it's a shayla in the Gemara, and we pass in the other way around, that it will be shluchay shaladim k'moyse, and it will be a Tur balav imoy. So in 2 days, one day holds that Shluch Shalad Kamaisa doesn't work over here because it's Xeris Akasa, it's not Balavimai. And the other she tells, no, Shluch Shalad Kamaisa, and yes, you'll have a Ptur of Balavimai. Every time you send a Shliach to help the guy out, you can have a Ptur of Balavimai. The Shach in Sifkot and Dalit touches up this Ramah when it says, Yeshkok and Vayim, the Shluch Shalad Kamaisa. Not that the Ramah is saying bevadai that we go like the Ramah Shito, but rather claim it, the Mesapka, the Misfake, it's a Suffolk, the Mefkina Mamoina. It's a Suffolk if Shliach Shalad Kamaisi makes a ball of imay, and Mameli, you won't be able to be Mechayev the Shayma. He's a Muksak in his money. He calls his Taina, I'm a Muksak, Kamaisi Mechaveh Alavarai, and I want a Taina that it is considered a ball of imay. Pamina Shluch Shalad Kamaisi, Vechay Mukak Beshasa Paiskin, Vechay Kotan Mukayez Beshem Aran, Lahedir et Safik, or Lafiza, since it's only a Safik, and Tophis HaMashil, if the Mashil will now take money out of the shul and say that it's not considered a ball of imay, and you owe me for my item, and I'll be Tophis the money, Le Mafkinu Minei, Afila La Yesh Chokin, Vechayin Eka. So the Shach does a job in the Ramah. The Ramah doesn't sound like he's saying a Safik. He says, Yesh Chokin, Vayim Shulik Shalad, and Kambay say it sounds like it's a Vadek. And the Shach's plugging into these words, he really only means a Safik. Bit Chos in the Sefer. Of a Prat, that whoever made this tzion in the Ramah is quoting Tur B'Shem Ramah. If you look at the Tur B'Shem Ramah, it's Mefurish. It's a Vaday, it's not a Suffolk. The Tur B'Shem Ramah holds it's a Vaday that's considered Shluk HaShalat and Kamaisi.
No, I thought he meant that the Yesh Chokim is saying that there's another Shita, but he's not going to say we dafka pasuk.
Oh, very good. So even though it might not fit so Gishmak in the Shach, but that's why I want a Tanya as well. The Maisa the Daki Moisha, when the Beisoyis of Paskins, like the Shita Sarif and the Rambam, that we do not say Shluk Shalad and Kumar, say the Daki Moshe jumps on the basis and says, no, the Basroi hold like that. The Ainu Muki Yasef. Then the Muki Yasef Taka says it's a Safik. So the Daka Moshe on one hand is saying a suffix. All of a sudden, when you come to the Shulchan Aruch, all of a sudden the Ramah, it sounds like he's saying a Vadik. Yishkogim v'em l'shukun j'olam k'maisei. So Stamik has to steer me nebe. Why in the Daka Moshe he's taken to the Magez, it's a suffix. And here he sounds like he's saying a Vadik. Yishkogim v'em l'shukun j'olam k'maisei. But again, it's tikkun chasin ha-sefer. So I want to tie in it, mamish this word. It's a klal godol. It's a kedai to know. We said it before, and it's kedai to chaz 100 times, because most people do not know this. When the Rambam says v'yesh chokim, v'yesh oimrim, v'yesh whatever it is, v'yesh matirin, whenever he says v'yesh, there are those, he doesn't mean to paskin like that. What he means to do is that you have to reckon with that shita as well. And the Achronim says, the Prima Godim says it in his Klolim, a lot of tshuvas say this, that the Ramah is only paskening like something when he says, v'cheinikah, v'cheinoygin, v'chein yeshlinoy, when he puts a stempel on it, when he's messiah, you gotta follow the Shita, then he paskens like the Shita. But if he just brings another daya, he means to say you have to reckon with both days. So what he's telling you over here is, the Mechaber says we don't say Shluka Shaladin Kamaisai. And either on the whole, and because he wants, the Mechaber wants to ignore the Shitas Ramah. And I'm telling you not like that. I'm telling you, you gotta reckon with the Shitas Ramah as well. V'yesh chokim v'aymrim, that we do say Shluka Shaladin Kamaisai. Mele you have to reckon with both Shitas, and Mele will be a Safik, and it's Tzakas Feka Dedin, and the right, and the Shach is right, and the Zalacha. Just a shtick on the shak. The shak says, "I feel like yesh chokin." That's not true. The yesh chokin in the Ramah, which is the Ramah, Taka won't hold. It's a suffix. But maybe it means I feel like even the Ramah who says yesh chokin means the Ramah is just entertaining both shitas. That's all he's trying to do. And we said this before. You can look up in Hilchos Ano and Reish Chav Zayin Suf Chav Tes a sharaf des Ano by Avodin Kakoyes Ishtoris by Yesul Michdeme. Mikadei Demeyim, but double the price. A regular no, there's no them by Shtaris and Kakois and Avodim. But what would be if it's Mamish double? It's Maklekes Yishayim. Mechal Paskins, even then there's no one. The Daki Moshe again jumps on the base of Ezim and says, no, it's a Sveika Dedina. And it comes to Ramah, when the Mechaber says that there's no Dina, no, he brings down the other sheet of Yishchok and no, that there is. But you documentation at the head, it's a second dedina. What are you doing? So it's a vita. All the Ramah is doing is I'm showing you that there's another shita. Mamed is a second dedina. You got to reckon with both shitas. That's all the Ramah is trying to do. It's a klal god. It's a kadai. Because you see, sometimes Achenim didn't get it. It's a klal god. A Ramah paskin. It's not true. Ramah didn't paskin. Ramah just paskin that you got to reckon with that shita too. That's all he did. He didn't say only that shita. And that's what he's doing too. You have to reckon with both shitas. There's a pelotic ksois. The ksois holds. Unbelievable. Loitis shitas Ramah, loitis Ramah who holds that a shliach could have the dinner shulk shaladim kamaisai. Melatayna tiksois. If I'll send a shliach to do something, I send a shliach, you know what? Buy me something. Here's $100, buy me something. I send a shliach to Eretz Yisrael. God just told me a story. I send the shliach a few $1,000, bring me this to the Edom. To my Edom is in Eretz Yisrael, deliver $5,000 to my Edom. And he was peshay on the way. He left it in the hotel room, whatever it is, out on the table, that was the Shiloh, and of course it was stolen by the Arab person who cleans up, whatever it is, and, no, I'm chayva, it's a pesheya, I'm a shemachina, but I'm chayva, I'm a pesheya. Zok the ksois, v'idish shita, that shluka shalom and kumaisi as a p'tur shayla b'baylam, he says he's going to be put on shayla b'baylam. Why? This shayma, who's my shliach, he's helping himself watch the item, so he's helping. He's a my shliach, so shluka shalom kamaisa tzaviv. I'm with him in the hotel in Eretz Israel, and he's also my shema. So you always have a constant balavimah together. My shliach is really doing two things. He's my shliach as my shema, and he's my shliach is representing me being with him. So I'm going to have the p'tur of balavimah like tishita. And yes, it's a tzveika dedina, sikadaina, or I have a p'tur of tzveika dedina, balavimah.
Isn't there also also you in the Gemara with the shliach, they went and he came back and he lost stuff on the way and who's chayim, all these achim. What does the source do with that Gemara?
Well, you tell me which Gemara exactly, which other handle it. But that's the chayim of the ktois. You're not going to get the ktois on the chayim of the Gemara. But even Pshia has a p'tur balavimai. Pshia also has a p'tur balavimai. So the Ktoi says, so now, be very careful. Whenever you send the shlich on something and you think you're protected, be masna with him that you don't want a p'tur balavimai. Because he's going to say, Kimli, I want to go like the Ktoi, so you have a p'tur balavimai. It's a suffix over here, Grado. It's not so project. It's a suffix. Good, good. Kimli like Ktoi, and Kimli like the Ramah, that you could say in a balavimai by Shlikushal and Gemais, and have a p'tur balavimai.
This is what the Chama Kudu says that the Chama Kudu Shema.
In such a case.
What defines shliach?
Anything. You're doing something on my behalf.
Right.
If I pay me, no, you're also a shliach. You're still doing something on my behalf.
So I hire a guy to
A delivery service, right. So maybe he'll be my shliach. Maybe. You have to know why. It's only if you're doing a bechinim.
What I'm saying is,
she is with the ishut
v'dvar
aveir. Or shliach v'dvar aveir to do a pshia. So klapi the pshia, you want my shaman. Yeah, but you're doing my service. All right. First of all, everything goes b'shas to haskala tashmir. So right now, when you're walking out of my house, yizichah wasn't a pshay then, so yizichah was shlukah shalav and kabayis at that second, and I have the p'tur. So the fact that you're pshay...
What happens if I'm a shlich or something else?
Maybe also. All right, let me just finish off the machabo. V'm'ama la'avde ha'knani. But if you tell your evad knani, tzei v'sholim parasi, harei zesheila b'bailim also, not only by a shliach, or forget it, even the mechaber holds a shliach doesn't work, but the avdei knani is better. Tzei v'sholim b'rasi, harei zesheila b'bailim. Why? Sheyad eved k'yad rabbi. That's starker than a regular shliach. So here, even the mechaber will hold, you'll have the patur. However, nishalo ya'eved b'loy das rabbi, if my eved decided to be a good guy and help you out, but I didn't authorize him to help you out, lo mikushele b'bailim, because what the eved's now doing, shalei b'shusi, shalei b'yidiyase, is he's being chayvli. He's helping you out to give you the p'tor shele b'bailim without my knowledge. So then he can't do that without authorization. So memela, there's no din of shele b'bailim. But if it would be inverted, if I will go help out the shoyl's eved without the shoyl knowing about it, they will have the p'tur of bala v'imay, because eved is kagufay, yadevik yadraboy. So by me helping out the eved is like if I helped out the shoyl himself, and I will have the p'tur of bala v'imay. Now in Intesanta Zach, what's this case of helping out this of sending the eved? Taisa says, it's not talking about where you asked me, you want to borrow my animal plus my eved. Taisa said, that's not balavima, it's like you borrowed two animals, an eved is an animal. Taisa said, that's to be talking about where I hired myself out to you as well. I'm going to take a drive you. Here's my car, and I'll drive you. And say, no, instead of driving, so I was ready to hire myself to do malacha for you, and then I send my chauffeur instead. I send my Evan instead. Then you'll have that the Evan's doing my job, he's been calling me. But if I stand, rent out both of them, or lend you both the Evan and the behemoth, it's like lending two behemoths, I won't have the p'tor b'al avimai. The problem is, it's a lechemishna, the goyin, the kivega, everyone is medayik, the nesivis is medayik from the Rambam faket. The Ramah, at the end of the sif, who brings the Rambam, nishalo ever below das rabbi, lo mikri shele b'bailim, vaisois, if the Evan would be doing the exact same thing, b'das b'ailim, he would be considered shele b'bailim, even though the Evan is just helping her out, not filling my job. So you see that the Rambam didn't hold the Taisa. They want to make it a machlokes. The Nesivis argues. The Nesivis says, not true. The Nesivis says, how could it be? He brings a raya from Shin Mem. Not like that, that you see in the Mechaber over there. It's also meduik that if you just borrow my Eved, borrow my item, it's just like Shtei Paris, and you won't have the Ptur Bala Vimoy. So HaKoch has to be only in a case, like Taisa said, where I first hide myself out, and then I'm following through. So therefore he said, you have to say that Pshat Nisrama is that Taka, I hide myself out to you, and then Shalei B'Yidiyasi, the Eved's filling my shoes without me knowing it. And
for other tapes by Rabbi Kahan or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.